Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You here at WCWP.org 88.1 FM. We have been speaking with Caroline Sarkoff, who is just full of energy and really, really proud of the Gold Coast International Film Festival. And even during the break, we were chatting up all about it, trying to figure out the best films to go see. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about some of the films, some of the out-of-the-box, interesting films, and maybe the audiences that you'd like to have come.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to say also is that our festival takes place right, like Election Day falls right within our festival. Right. And these days, it is so easy for people to just stay in their homes because they don't want to interact with other people. You can watch on TV. You don't want to engage with other people because of lots of reasons, but a lot of it has to do with what's going on in politics. One of the things that we find with our festival is our films are not political. Our films are for, we have people of all political persuasions going to every single one of our films, and you're there and you're watching something together, you're having a common experience, you're asking questions of a filmmaker. It's one of the things the arts is so good at, which is reminding us that we can respect our neighbors and enjoy something. We have things in common. And it's something that I didn't necessarily realize quite so much until 2 years ago when there was the presidential election. And we had people all festival coming up and hugging us and saying, thank you for having this. Because I was losing faith in the fact that I could talk to all my neighbors. Because I'm afraid. You know, I don't know what they believe, right? But here, it's something different. The arts is something different. You can escape and you can find commonalities with other people, and it doesn't matter what their other beliefs are. And I think the fact that our festival happens around Election Day is a really great thing. It gives people something else to think about.
It's inclusive.
Absolutely.
As opposed to the divisiveness that's out there today.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
There's a place to go, and it's...
Yep.
And it's
that's positive.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, I mean, I'll talk about some of the films right now, but that's one of the things that we found in recent years. People have been particularly excited about having this.
And your audience has really grown.
Yes.
Because I have been going to see films through the film festivals. And when I started going, I can see the difference in the amount of people in the theater.
Absolutely. I mean, we find that last year, over half of our films sold out. Well in advance. And when you think about it, when do you buy your movie ticket?
The day you're
going to the movies.
Right.
You can't do that at the film festival. For some of the films, yes. But we're having people buy tickets weeks in advance for things, which is a really wonderful thing. I mean, there's a lot of films this year in particular we're excited about. When I think about seniors, because I know that that's a big audience here, like, you know, we have a film about Sinatra. Sinatra in Palm Springs. The director of that film is coming in from L.A. That's a, you know, fantastic, you know, you get to walk back into the Rat Pack era, and which is great. We also have a film about Buster Keaton.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That Peter Bogdanovich directed. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, who doesn't like Buster Keaton? I mean, it's a really fabulous film about Buster Keaton and his influence and how his influence on today's comics. That's a really great one that
I'm
going to
just give the date for the Sinatra one, because
I
know a lot of our senior, our Project Independence members, you know, we do a lot of entertainment. We hire Sinatra and crooner people to entertain. So Sinatra in Palm Springs is Wednesday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. Manhasset Bowtie. So how would somebody go about getting tickets early?
So the best way to get tickets is to call us or go on our website. So our website is www.goldcoastfilmfestival.org. Or you could call us at the Art Center at 516-829-2570. And those are the best ways to order tickets. That is one I definitely wouldn't wait till the last minute.
Okay.
Because that's really been very popular so far. We also...
People can also call 311, Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll give them the information to call
you
to get in touch with you, so to book these as well. So if you didn't get all that information or the phone numbers, please call 311 and we will get you the information to these to get the tickets.
Yeah. There's do you have time to talk about a couple more films?
Good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you. Another film that I think people will really love is called Bathtubs Over Broadway. So this film, this guy, his name is Steve Young. He worked for the David Letterman Show.
Okay.
And he was, for one of Letterman's skits, he had to research old record stores for, you know, for something. And while he was doing that, he came across an album for something called an industrial musical. And what industrial musicals are is, in the day, the world, our country's biggest, or the world's biggest companies, Kraft, GE, you know, all the, you know, the, what we think of as the big companies, as part of their annual sales meetings, they would hire Broadway quality composers and lyricists to write musicals about their products. And then they would hire Broadway quality performers to perform them. And they would get one time only performances at the annual sales conference. These lavish productions, people dancing and singing about Kraft cheese or, you know, Hoover vacuums or whatever it might be. And often they would create a record that was just used internally, this is just like, you know, to rally the troops and get people excited. It's never meant for anything outside of the company. But, you know, those are the types of things that end up in used record stores. And this guy, Steve Young, he came across all these albums and said, what is this? And became fascinated by it and ended up becoming like the foremost expert on these industrial musicals. And so he's made a they made a documentary about him and his search and what the world of industrial musicals. I mean, Florence Henderson would star in them.
Oh, my God.
Like all the, and so we're showing that movie, Bathtubs Over Broadway, and he's actually going to be there, Steve Young, for the Q&A after.
It
and
sounds
it's
like
just delightful.
Yeah. Adorable
it's,
and fun
right.
and light. Yeah.
It's
and
light and fun and different. And
nice escape.
And that movie is on Saturday, November 11th.
I think it's the 10th.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Saturday, November 10th at the Soundview Cinemas at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
That same day, A Night on Borrowed Time is a film that is at the Manhasset Bowtie on Saturday, November 10th at 8 o'clock. That's a film. It's the first film we've ever showed from the United Arab Emirates. The film is about four grumpy old men in a retirement home. And one of them happens to get a windfall inheritance from a nephew he didn't really know. And what these four grumpy old men decide to do with this huge amount of money that they've just inherited. This is like a completely universal story.
Right, it's, definitely.
It can't help but make you smile. Happens to be a foreign film, but it's a completely universal story. That's a really fun film.
And that's 8 o'clock on Saturday, the 10th. Okay.
Exactly. Let me think. What are other... for people who are fans of Broadway, we have a film about Howard Ashman. Howard Ashman is the legendary lyricist who wrote all the Disney musicals. He wrote Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay.
I mean, so many things that you know of. He's unfortunately passed away. And he... there's a documentary about him and his sister and partner will be there for the Q&A to talk about that. That was a hit at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Oh, great.
That's a really great film. Actually, we are also showing the film that won the Best Narrative Award at the Tribeca Film Festival this year. It's a film called Diane, which stars Mary Kay Place, and Martin Scorsese directed, produced the film. And it's a really intense character study of a woman who, you know, an older woman who has to take care of everyone. She's a widow and she has to take care of she puts everyone in her life before her, which, you know, is probably something a lot of people can relate to. And she has a drug addicted adult son. And it's about her life and how she is dealing with her life. It's probably something, unfortunately, a lot of people can relate to. But it's an Oscar worthy performance, which is why the film, you know, won the Best Narrative Award at Tribeca. It's called Diane is the film. And that is a really great film as well. We really do try to get the best films from festivals around the country.
And kind of on the lighter side, you've got this sensory-friendly screening.
Yes. So
what's that all about?
When I mentioned earlier that we're trying to do things for different groups and bring in new groups of people to so that we're providing content for lots of different people, one of the groups that we've recently become more involved with is the autism and special needs community. We've done a lot of work with Spectrum Designs, which is a fabulous company in Port Washington that where 75% of their employees are on the autism spectrum. Yeah. And actually, there's a film that we're showing called The Business of Autism, which we showed it, we premiered it, had the world premiere of it a few months ago, and we're screening an encore screening of it again, which is a film about Spectrum. And we're having that at the festival. But as a result of our relationship with Spectrum and trying to broaden our reach, one of the things we've realized is that families with members of their family who are on the autism spectrum often can't go to the movies in the same way that we can because the sound, the lights, et cetera, impacts someone with special needs in a way that we might not think about. So we decided to add a sensory-friendly screening to the festival. It will be one of the mainstream movies that is in the movie theater. But that screening, which is going to be on a Saturday morning, will have the sound down, the lights up, and so certainly anyone can go to the film, but if you are someone who has a family member with special needs, it might be something that, you know, would appeal to you a little bit more because an opportunity to go out to the movie theater where you might not have otherwise had it.
It makes the experience much more comfortable and doable. Yes. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So it's something that we want to make a regular part of our programming.
Right.
Again, to bring the arts to as many people as possible.
It's great.
It's really amazing. So I'm looking at all these titles, and I'm going to try to figure out how. I don't know if I can cut myself in half. How are we going to see?
We always get that from people.
I've already circled three of them that I want to see.
Which ones are you interested in?
This one, the business of autism, Sinatra and Palm Springs, and Diane.
Yeah, those are great. They're all great choices.
After hearing you talk about bathtubs over Broadway, I wrote that one down as well because that sounds really good.
Yeah, I mean, we have a movie about the behind the scenes of the Israel Museum that if you are a lover of museums and or if you are interested or love Israel, I mean, it's a really interesting behind the scenes look at what it takes to put together a world-class museum collection. We have a film about like the hottest young fashion designer in China right now. A few years ago, she designed the dress that Rihanna wore to the Met Gala. If you ever saw those pictures of Rihanna in this dress that's like yellow and it goes, you know,
huge.
Three
on
blocks
the
long.
On the steps. Yes.
It's a it's a young Chinese designer who and there's a documentary, we're screening a documentary called Yellow is Forbidden about her. It's not about creating that dress, but certainly that's part of it, but it's about what it's like to be a fashion designer and put together one of these haute couture collections and what it takes. And on top of that, in China, which is not really necessarily the same as being a young female entrepreneur here.
Well, we are actually coming to the last minute. Deconstructing the Beatles for me, Magical Mystery Tour.
Yes.
I mean, that looks really interesting. That's Friday, November 2nd. I'm going to do my best to go see that.
It's fabulous.
It looks it. There's so many wonderful, wonderful movies and you know, to come see and really need to. Please call 311, the Gold Coast International Film Festival. Caroline, your passion for this International Film Festival is amazing. We're so happy to have you here. Please consider going to these movies. They're all in the town of North Hempstead. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
And we actually have to break to come back to the talk of the town. We'll be right back.